What did the United States really gain by threatening Mexico with tariffs? President Trump called off his threat after Mexico agreed to some additional steps against migration.
If we didn't have tariffs, we wouldn't have made a deal with Mexico. We got everything we wanted, and we're going to be a great partner to Mexico now because now they respect us.
That's the president on CNBC. Mexico is sending its newly formed National Guard to its southern border and taking in more people who ask for asylum in the U.S., although critics noted that some of these steps had already been planned. Then the president showed reporters a piece of paper and said it was one page of an additional secret agreement. So did all this work? We've called White House trade advisor Peter Navarro. Mr. Navarro, welcome back to the program.
Steve, how are you today, sir?
I'm okay. Can you describe something definitely new that the United States gained?
6,000 troops on the Guatemalan border and the what's called the Migrant Protection Protocol that Mexico has embraced has been significantly beefed up. They had agreed to that. What it means is that when people come up on the conveyor belt from Central America to enter our country illegally and falsely claim asylum, we have a mechanism to return them to Mexico. And Mexico had agreed to that, but they weren't really taking many folks.
I guess we should just note what you're talking about is correct, that Mexico had previously agreed to let people claiming asylum in the United States wait in Mexico until their claims are adjudicated. These are people who have made an asylum claim, and just to be frank, you do not know if they are false or true claims, although you just said
they were false. Well, we know statistically, Steve, that about over 90% of the claims are rejected by the courts. And we also know that people come up with scripts, literally scripts like in Hollywood, that have been given to them to use by the human traffickers. I think what's important here for your listeners to understand is that at any given time now, we've got about 100,000 people moving from the Guatemalan border up towards Arizona, Texas, and California to enter this country.
And you would like them to be stopped. I get that. So these measures that you mentioned were things that Mexico had already planned. They've increased them somewhat. And then the president held up this page that he said was part of a secret agreement. We have to notice that Mexico's foreign minister has said that there is no secret agreement. So who's not telling the truth?
I think what you just did there was put words in my mouth which aren't correct. I'm
Please,
saying
correct
very
me.
Clearly that in 2 days, this president got more done than Congress has done in 20 years. We have 6,000 troops going to the Mexican border, to the Guatemalan border. We have a significantly beefed up protocol for dealing with asylum seekers. The third issue, which we negotiated, was dealing with this conveyor belt that goes through the country.
People heard your words the first time. I do have to ask, though, about this purported secret agreement. The president says he has one. Mexico says he doesn't have one. Who's not telling the truth?
The president always tells the truth. We have some agreements. Look, I think the thing when you have negotiations, it's important to have them between countries keep those agreements in the negotiating room. I would say that the vice president.
But he didn't do that. He stood before the public and claimed there was a secret agreement.
On this.
He claimed there was a secret agreement. I mean, he made it public or made this claim public. I mean, he didn't keep it in the negotiating room.
I think it's fair to say, Steve, that there will be additional information moving forward as the agreement is enforced. I think, look, let's agree that there's a crisis at the border. Let's agree that before that crisis, neither Congress nor Mexico were taking any significant actions. Let's also agree that within 2 days after the threat of tariffs, we appear to have significant progress. Now,
okay.
I will be the first to admit that our metric here is what actually happens at the border. So we're going into this with clear eyes.
Does that mean that you might, does that mean in a month or two or three, he might make the threat of tariffs again if there's not a change?
What it means is this president has border security as one of his top priorities. And we will do what's necessary to ensure secure borders. why Congress does nothing about this situation.
Peter,
so this president stands for secure borders with legal immigration that will elevate this country's society and economy and national security. We don't
Peter Navarro, I want to broaden this out a little bit because, of course, you're a trade expert and you've been very influential, as many people know, in helping to shape White House trade policy. But you're interested in economics. You're interested in improving economic conditions for the United States. And here's a situation in which tariffs were used not to deal with an economic situation, but to deal with other matters of foreign policy and national policy. Is that a model that you would like to see the president embrace elsewhere in the world?
One of the most important principles of the Trump administration is economic security is national security. And so what happens in terms of our economy also has implications for national security and vice versa. This is a clear case using the International Emergency Economic Powers Act where we have a threat not just to our foreign policy and national security, but to our economy from the immigration that comes across our border. It hurts us economically. So this was an appropriate legal regulatory response to a national emergency, and it's totally appropriate to use tariffs in that context, just like it's totally appropriate to use tariffs to fight China when they're attacking our computers and they're forcing technology transfer and they're stealing our intellectual property.
So much more
tariffs
to discuss here. Peter, I got to stop you there, but Mr. Navarro, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
And let's bring in NPR's economics correspondent, Scott Horsley, who's been listening in. Scott, what did you hear there?
When Peter Navarro says it's totally appropriate to use tariffs against Mexico as it is to use tariffs against China, I think he would get some pushback from some of his fellow Republicans. There was considerable skepticism on Capitol Hill about the appropriateness of using tariffs against our neighbor to the south for a non-economic issue like immigration. And in fact, there's some push in Congress now to rein in the president's tariff powers. Less skepticism about the use of tariffs in the Chinese context.
So a different situation, at least according to congressional Republicans, their comfort level is different there.
That's exactly. And you also heard Peter Navarro say the metric is what actually happens with the border. So we'll be watching that in the months to come.
Oh, which is a question we've had, is exactly what is the measure of success. Scott, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley.